In eighth grade,
hold it.
Oh. In eighth grade, I was supposed to go to a regular New York City high school in Brooklyn, which was called Lafayette. And a friend said, "Have you ever heard of Hunter College High School?" And I took the test with her. She failed, and I passed. So, so my first 2 years of high school were at Hunter College High School, and I was very academically minded, and I had a commute to get to school. I went by subway, and I don't remember anything in terms of social life at all, except that's it. There wasn't really a social life. And but what happened at the end of the 2 years was that my mother became quite ill, and it was decided that she would go into a kind of like a temporary nursing home facility, and that my aunt, who lived very close to another Brooklyn high school, James Madison, that I would live with them. And this arrangement was really terrific. My father kept the apartment in Brooklyn while my mother was away and managed for himself. I guess I didn't see him very much. But I was living with Aunt Finita, who everybody called Fee for short, and Uncle Charlie, whom I adored. And they had a little boy named Jeffrey, who was the idol of my life. I mean, I was helpful in raising that little boy. And
how much younger was he?
He was 12 years younger than me. So I was 12 and became a wonderful little substitute mommy for Jeffrey. Plus the fact that Finita was a terrific substitute mother for me. And so it was a good arrangement. And going to James Madison High School at the beginning was a real shocker because, first of all, it was co-ed, and Hunter had been an all-girls school. And secondly, I wasn't used to the way roughneck boys are. And they would careen, or they would go down the stairs flying, or they would... I mean, I was just not used to boys, and it took some getting used to. But in terms of academics, I did pretty well at James Madison. And one of the high points of my life there was that every kid who wanted to had some kind of a volunteer job in various departments of the school. And I latched on to Mr. Wolf, who was in charge of the key room and all the keys of the school that needed duplicating or that needed grinding down in any way. It was his job, and therefore I, as an assistant in the key room, was learning the ropes there too. But the main thing is that Mr. Wolf and I sort of clicked. He liked me a lot, I liked him a lot, and it turned out that he was an ardent hiker. And he had other friends, a couple of physics teachers and a couple of other people that went out hiking every single weekend. And I, at that was the opening of a whole new world to me, because I became a member of the Appalachian Mountain Club and a member of the New York Ramblers. And there were times that I purposely arranged to go on a hike, the same hike that I knew he was going on. Or other times that a friend and I would be hiking up there, and there we'd have a turn in the trail, and there would be Mr. Wolf and his fellow teachers. So it was a very good experience for those couple of years. It continued on into my college years, where I was quite an ardent hiker, and I guess I kept up with Mr. Wolf for years and years and years until I think we also shared the same birthday or something like that was true for both of us. Mm-hmm. And so that was a wonderful arrangement. Mm-hmm. And well, eventually I got into more of a social life at college, and then there was Julie. And Julie was a gangly youth who seemed to like me, and I guess I liked him too. And we were dating for a while, and that fizzled out, and then there was Mike. Mike, I even remember his last name. Not Julie's, but Mike Pesco. And I think my feeble attempts at photography began back then, because I know somewhere I have pictures of these various boys. And Mike and I went together for quite a while. I never had a bunch of boys at any one time together. My social life was sort of sequential. First there was Julie, then there was Mike, and then there was Irwin, who I did a huge amount of outdoor kinds of things with. In fact, Irwin had a sailboat. We used to go up somewhere in southern Connecticut, sail his boat. And he was a little bit bossy, so I remember that.
Don't rub the edge of it.
And then the last, gosh, did I get it backwards? there was Gary. And Gary was the one that was truly in love with me, and probably I with him. And he was very different. He was kind of European and much older than I. And I kept a diary back then, and I have reams and reams of stuff about Gary and love letters from Gary and copies of what I sent him. It was a passionate relationship. And took me a long time to realize that he was not the one for me in the long run, and so we broke up, much to his great dismay.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you remember why you broke up?
He had certain characteristics that I had a hard time with. One of them, which he had obviously was not his fault at all, is that he was partially deaf, and a lot of misunderstandings resulted as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.